Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Ah, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Tap the rays in your prayer.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners. You are welcome. We are so glad that you are here, our faithful listeners and supporters on this day. It is time of reflection time. This is Leslie Priest, and I am the co-host for today. This month's destiny focus is the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, The speaker today will be Pastor Gloria H. Smith from the Sons and Daughters of Promise, located in New Orleans, Louisiana. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives. This is naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without an apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firm upon the foundational scripture and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That's located in Ephesians 2:20. We air daily, Tuesday through Thursday, at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Minister Billy Burns. So tune in, expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. I'll give that again to you because you can call in live and be able to receive prayer and share your testimony. That call-in number is 858-683-1334. And this is the same number for all segments. Please be sure to email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. or mail any prayer requests to the attention of our visionary, Pastor Adrian Bernard. You can send those prayer requests and your praise reports that you would like us to share live on this broadcast to New Destiny Ministries. That's P.O. Box 750122, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70175. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministries page on Facebook and Twitter, and that's at New Destiny 54. You can also listen online at newdestinyministries.com. Here are archive messages. You can sow a seed or visit us on our YouTube channel. We're making a platform for Jesus, for this word to be administered and brought to you at any time of the day or night when you need a word. I'm grateful for Pastor Adrian Bernard. She's been a blessing to my life, a blessing to so many other lives. And we've been celebrating life, celebrating love, and celebrating Christ together. And it has been one beautiful, amazing journey. I'm grateful to all our listeners. Pastor Adrian Bernard has literally touched the lives of thousands. And even when I'm looking over her stats and her reports, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled at the amount of listeners who have called in. Guys, she's impacted the lives of over 80,000 people. And that is amazing. And I want us to enter into worship right now. I want us to allow God to speak to us and use us for the greater good right now. So let's just come together, not focusing on the things around us or if you're at work, all right. But let's pray first and foremost, because we're reading the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4. And it's all about the Holy Spirit, the power, and the movement. So let's welcome the Holy Spirit in. Let's receive some power, and then let's move into worship, and then we'll welcome the speaker. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray forgiveness of our setbacks, wrong decisions, our failures. Lord God, we ask to be renewed in you. We ask for your spirit to cover us on today and bless us, Lord. We pray to come in unity right now, Lord. We pray to put our mind on you, the ones who can put our mind on perfect peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. We come to you humbly as we know how. Not our will, but we're praying your will be done in our life. Father, we're praying for that Holy Spirit boldness and power from heaven to be deposited within us, mentally, physically, spiritually. Lord God, we're praying for prosperity in all areas of our life. Lord God, we're praying that your promises are begin to unfold in our life. We'll be able to stand up in confidence knowing who you created us to be, able to walk in power, doing your great works, because your word declares miracle signs and wonders follow those who believe, Lord. So we welcome you, God. We welcome you, Jesus. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, heavenly host of angels, to surround us right now. You're welcome in this place. We thank you for your presence right now. We thank you for giving us healing in our body, in every area. We thank you for turning the works of the devourer around. We thank you for sending the enemy fleeing in so many directions that he's confused. Lord God, we are thanking you right now, Lord God, for changing our mindset and changing our body to conform to the word of God, or our mind to conform to the word of God, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you for what's to come. We thank you as you prepare us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to go out and do greater works for you, God. We thank you that through our trials come a great testimony. After trying and working, we come out like pure gold, Father, and we thank you for that. We thank you that we don't even look like what we've been through, Lord. We're asking for strength in our bones, in our marrow, in our body. We ask that our blood circulates properly. All our organs are functioning at its best like never before, Lord God. We are thanking you for who you are. We're asking for you to fill us up for your glory, God. We want to hear from you, Lord. Lord, let our praise on the inside shine on the outside, Lord. Let us give in tithes. Let us give an offering. Let us give an alms, Lord God. Let your peace that surpasses all understanding overtake us right now, Lord. As we press into your presence, your spirit, your love, we ask for a spiritual download of the fruits of the spirit. To be gentle, meek, and love, and be kind more, Lord God. We ask that you take away our frustrations, Lord God, that you take away our defeats, Lord God, that you wipe our slate clean today, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your majestic works. Lord God, we thank you for your proven results through your word. Lord God, we pray for a revival in our spirit, in our heart, in our mind, God. Lord God, we pray for that fire, that power that stir up our gifts, Lord God, wonder-working power. Lord God, we're reaching up in the spiritual and touching the hem of your garment right now. God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for what's to come. We thank you for saving our family. Lord God, we thank you for saving our enemies. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for your hedge of protection. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, Lord God. We thank you for your abundance, Lord God, that peace surpassing all understanding, Lord. We thank you, God, for our trials and our setbacks because they're creating who we are becoming in you, God. We're thanking you for the use of our limb, eyesight, hearing. Lord, being able to taste the goodness that you provided for us in this world, God. We thank you right now, Lord, for everything, God. And we pray that you continue to unfold new mercies in our life. We thank you because your son, Jesus Christ, is the chief and the cornerstone, Lord God, the building blocks of our life, Lord. Lord God, we thank you for Pastor Adrian Bernard with the vision out of this world. Lord God, we thank you for her vision to encourage people, to enrich people, to enhance people and enlighten. And not only enlighten, but empower your people to the listeners, God. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives naturally, spiritually, Lord God, and we're casting our cares to you. We come against all forms of wickedness, all forms of witchcraft, all forms of division, all forms of thief. Lord God, we come against every attack that is thrown our way. Lord God, we raise up a standard against it. Lord God, we put on our armor of God that is in Ephesians 6:10-18, Lord God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we're adhering to Psalms 1, walking not in the counsel of the ungodly. Lord God, we thank you that our feet are slow to run to do wrong and quick and anxious to be a giver in your kingdom, God. We pray for the fivefold ministry operating in unity. Lord God, we thank you for your spirit of love, your joy, your peace, your protection. Lord God, and as we go into praise right now for your glory, right now, Lord God, we pray that our spirit elevates, that we really listen to the words of the song and we let it penetrate our spirit, our mind, our life, and that we go to that secret place that's in Psalms 91 with you, Lord. We thank you for your love, your wisdom, your power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Lift your worship. Oh, been in this place time and time.
I never thought I'd win.
Oh, Lord,
I never
been a lot of play.
Seen a lot of peace.
God, I don't know about you, but I'm a little excited because I'm living life in this place. I mean, if you could think back just a little, just to when you weren't living in the presence of God. You know, now in this place, we have peace, we have victory, we have joy, we have healing, we have power, we have the Holy Spirit, we have our armor of God. We have our promises. We have Jesus, our God, our Savior. And I'm excited about that. And today we have an amazing word for you coming from the book of Acts chapter 4. I'm greatly delighted that Pastor Adrian Bernard has literally lived through this mandate that she has been given. To encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower the listeners of God. And a few months ago, I was a listener calling in on this show, broken, crying, contemplating suicide. But today I'm healed, I'm whole, I have victory, I'm walking in power. God has given me all things new. You see, every word given on this platform can impact and take your life to another level if you allow God to come in, if you allow Jesus to come in, if you allow the Holy Spirit to lead and direct your life. It's a beautiful gift, and we're learning how to step into that and how to step into that power. I hope you have your notes, and I hope you have a pen handy. And get ready to receive from a beautiful woman, a beautiful daughter, a child of God, who's a part of the Sons and Daughters of Promise Ministry in New Orleans, Louisiana. I've had the pleasure to hear from her, and I can truly say she is a woman of God, a woman in virtue. She is living that Proverbs 31 lifestyle. So I'm going to allow the speaker to share a little about herself, a little about her ministry, and we'll enter this word. So let me pray. Father God, we pray for all the listeners on the line right now, Lord God. We pray for our mighty woman of God who has a word from on high from you, Lord God. I pray that you cover her in peace right now. Lord God, stir up her gifts right now. Lord God, whether she's coming from work or coming from ministry, Lord God, give her power to pursue her God-given purpose, Lord God. Encourage your daughter, enrich her, enhance her, Lord God. Enlighten her so that she can, in return, empower your people. Lord God, give her power to do. Bless the listeners on the line. Open their ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. It's not a person. It's a spirit within that person. Lord God, touch the hearts of your people, meeting their needs right now, even before the word goes forth. In the name of Jesus, we fill it with the high praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And Pastor Gloria Smith, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I am here. Hallelujah.
All right. You have the line. If you could just give a little bit of the background to our callers live on air and our callers listening on Radio Land, just letting them know a little about you and what God is doing in your life and for you through your ministry out there in New Orleans. And then we'll get into the word. Thank you.
Well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God praise and glory. Amen. Giving honor to God, who is the head of my life. Amen. To the angel of this house, the set verse. Amen. Pastor Adrian Bernard. Amen. To the co-host, Minister Leslie. I thank God for this opportunity to be able to come and grace New Destiny's ministry. Amen. I greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I've been running for the Lord a long time, and I haven't got time yet. Amen. I've been ministering the word of God. I was ordained back in 1986. We pastor out of New Orleans, Louisiana, the Sons and Daughters of Promise Ministries, where our mother church is located, and we do satellite, amen, ministry out of Charlotte, North Carolina. So we're excited about what the Lord is doing. God is raising up, amen, a people of God that's going to do what he called and commissioned them to do in this hour and in this season. They're going to do it God's way and not the man-made way. If the time is out, amen, for bringing gimmicks and tricks and schemes into the kingdom of God. Exposure have already begun to hit the body of Christ, and the body of Christ is getting ready to be back in position. It's going to look like Christ. They're going to be able to see that they represent Christ. I thank God for this opportunity, amen, to come on the call and share a word from the Lord. And thank you for allowing me just to, amen, say a two cent about where I come from. Glory to God. I set up under the man of God, my bishop, my covering, who have went on home to be with the Lord, Bishop Robert Charles Blake Sr., amen, for 33 years. Amen. Now, the mantle has transformed over to his sons, Bishop R.C. Blakes and Bishop Samuel Blakes, are my pastors, my covering. Amen. So we do things decent and in order, and we thank God for that, because the Lord cannot move out of order. And I bless the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. You tell me which direction you want us to go now, co-host, and we shall adhere to it.
Me?
Are we ready for the word, Minister Leslie?
Yes, we're ready for the word. We're ready to move forward in power, move forward in strength, and move forward in unity with you right now.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless your name, God. We come before your throne of grace. Father, we come now asking that you would have your way on the line. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would bind every spirit of hindrance, distractions, Father, that would hinder your word from going forth unhindered and unchecked. Father, we pray for fresh anointing to preach and teach the word of God in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you hide me behind the cross. Father, God, that the people don't hear me, but they hear you, O God. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, Father. In thy sight, you are my Lord and you're my Redeemer. Now, God, blood cover ears that they may hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And I give you praise and glory for the angel of this house. I pray blessings. I pray strength upon Pastor Bernard. I pray strength and blessings upon co-host Minister Leslie on today. Lord, I thank you for those that are listening, Lord God. Father God, by way of telephone line, by way of the internet, the chat room, God. I pray, God, that you meet them right where they are in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the word that you're getting ready to allow to come forth. God, we take no credit for what you're getting ready to say. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. And thank God. Hallelujah. I've been given the charge, amen, on today to deal with, amen, out of the Acts of the Apostles, amen, out of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 4, glory to God. And we know that, amen, that book, glory to God, it deals with, amen, some things that we're going to talk about, and we're going to give a subtopic, amen, to the message. But I'm briefly going to give you an overview of Acts chapter 4, glory to God. We know, amen, that it talks about the first case, amen, that's been penned of the persecution against the church. Amen. It's described in chapter 4. We find where Peter and John was put into custody because of their preaching on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it disturbed the so-called religious leaders who didn't believe in the resurrection. Glory to God. They wanted them to shut them up. Amen. Glory to God. But in spite of what they wanted, they had resilience. They had, amen, glory to God. They had what God had given to them that I cannot and I refuse to quit. I'm going to do what God called me to do. Amen. And they went forth. They believed the report of the Lord, and they did what God called them to do. Amen. I like to call this book, glory to God, where they did nothing but evangelism. Amen. Evangelized and came forth like never before. Amen. Because the Bible declares in Acts chapter 4, amen, it talks about in spite of, amen, glory to God, over 5,000 between verse 1 and 4 of chapter 4 was saved. Amen. Glory to God. So that night that Peter and John spent in jail, amen, glory to God, it didn't stop the work of God. See, the enemy may try to stop or prevent it, but he can't stop it. He can only try to hinder it. The Bible emphatically declares that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they mighty through God, the pulling down of strongholds. And we know, glory to God, that the enemy comes, the weapon gonna fall, but it's not going to prosper. And there's a clear, amen, indication. It's a clear testimony right here in Acts chapter 4. Glory to God. Because what tried to form, it did not work. Glory to God. They still proclaim, amen, what God called them to do. They still proclaim healing. And it was done in the name of Jesus. They still, amen, proclaim that Jesus was crucified and that he was raised from the dead. Amen. That he was the chief cornerstone. Glory to God. They still, amen, they pray for boldness. Amen. They still did what the Lord called them to do. Amen. So Peter and John, glory to God, they was on one accord. Their prayers was offered up, glory to God. And they began to see signs and wonders, amen, by doing the work of the Lord, by staying in the face of God, by staying in the way of God. And if I can put a subtopic, amen, to Acts chapter 4, glory to God, it will simply be the verdict is in. The verdict is in, glory to God. We know, we find in the text, glory to God, where they imprisoned the men of God for doing what God called them to do. Amen. And they brought them before the council. But I want you to know the verdict is in. The verdict is in, people of God. We got to get back to prayer. The verdict is in. What is the verdict? It's time to get back to prayer. Get back into your prayer closets. Amen. It's time to cry loud and spare not. Amen. It's time to seek the face of God. It's time to approach our lives with boldness. Amen. And take our lives from the promised land perspective that we're going to seek the face of God in all things, that we're going to acknowledge God in all our ways. See, I find that in this life that we live, glory to God, that we want to do things our own way. That's how the church have gotten messed up, glory to God. When God has already given us a roadmap on this journey that we're taking, we don't have to deviate off of the roadmap. It's already been laid out for us. It's already been mapped out where you need to turn, when you need to turn, where you need to go. But we yet trying to do it our own way, and that's where we find ourselves getting in trouble. But today, glory to God, we come with the verdict is out. The verdict is in. Get back to your prayer closet. It's time to do like Peter and John, glory to God. It's time to get in the face of God. It's time to seek God like never before, glory to God. Just because they bringing you before counselor, because they bringing you before God, Rabbi Shundo, those that are in the cliques and in the schemes and saying who you're not, and they want you to be like them, glory to God. You only need to represent the king. Amen. You got to stand for something, you'll fall for nothing. Glory to God. And because these two men of God was on their assignment and they refused to get off folks. Glory to God. We're going to have persecution. But do not allow the persecution. Do not allow the trial. Do not allow the tribulations to get you off of course. Glory to God. The verdict is in, and it is to get back to prayer. It's to get back to prayer. It is to acknowledge God in all your ways, and he's going to direct you. Glory to God. It's time to cry out and spare not. It's time to seek the face of God. We got to fight from that promised land perspective, knowing that when we call on him, that he will answer. When you realize that your journey, which you're traveling the King's Highway, sometimes God puts us in positions, and go and liken unto a natural vehicle on the highway. Sometimes God have us placed in our own parking spots. Glory to God. He got us parked. Glory to God. He has us hidden till the time is set, until the time is right. Glory to God. I can only imagine that God had Peter and John. Glory to God, he had them set. Glory to God, he had them in a place, glory to God, that he was preparing them. They was parked in their own spot until the Lord got ready to usher them forth to go and do the mission, to go and do the work, to do the assignment that was called for them to do. They were parked. They was in a place. Oh, my God, where God was keeping them, where God was developing them, where the Lord was anointing them to do the work that they was getting ready to do, because the Lord knew, glory to God, that he had to hide them from the schemes and the plots and plans of the enemy. He had them parked, glory to God. They were on the journey, glory to God, but he had them hidden just for a moment. And many of you find yourselves right now, glory to God, you know that God done called you. You know that God got an assignment upon your life. You know that you are no to do a work, but God have you parked, baby, for a moment, glory to God. He's hiding you in that particular parking spot, amen, that's designed just for you, glory to God. Individually, he got you parked until he's ready to bring you forth, glory to God. And when we realize, amen, that we got to stay before the Lord in prayer, that we got to acknowledge him, that we got to seek the Lord's face where he may be found, glory to God, we will not get out of position. I'm telling you, people of God, do not allow anything to take you out of your park place, wherever your covering is, wherever your shed house is, wherever the man and the woman of God that's to shepherd you, stay in your park place, stay in that place where the Lord is keeping you, where the Lord has you hidden, you on a journey, and the Lord is going to complete the assignment. You're going to arrive to your destination, glory to God. Let the Lord take you, glory, oh, bless his name. And then I begin to look at just like the natural vehicle, and you're on the natural highway, but I'm talking spiritually here. I need you to hear me, glory to God. I'm ministering from a place, a perspective, see, of knowing the place in God, the promised land. Glory to God, hallelujah, for you can do your assignment so that you can see, liken unto Peter and John, that minister to 5,000 when they tried to shut their mouth down. Glory to God. God had them hidden. God had them covered. He had them parked for a moment because he knew the assignment that was ahead. He was keeping them. Glory to God. Sometimes you find yourself in neutral. That's when you got to stay. Glory to God. You got to wait upon the Lord. You cannot go ahead of time. You cannot go before God. You got to wait, I say, upon the Lord. Glory to God. And when the Lord gets ready to release you, he's going to do just that. Glory to God, because see, they thought they had done something when they put Paul and Peter in jail, glory to God, overnight. They thought when they brought them before the council, amen, before the wise men, glory to God, that they was not going to be getting out. But see, when God got you parked, he got you hid from every plot and scheme, every fiery dart that the enemy is sending, from every weapon that's been forming. God had them parked and hidden, glory to God. They was in a neutral state. The Lord had them waiting, glory to God, until he show himself. And when the Lord answers your cry, he's going to show himself. And he's going to move you from park to neutral. And then you get ready to go on that journey. You're going to continue on to do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. But sometime, amen, when we on this journey, glory to God, and we come up against persecution, glory to God, when we're doing the work of God, when we're in the progress, amen, of doing apostolic ministry, when we're doing the assignment, sometimes it's going to feel like, people of God, that you're in reverse. Sometimes it's going to feel like your life is going backwards instead of forward. But I beg to differ. That's a smoke screen for the enemy, glory to God. Do not lose focus. Continue to seek the face of God. amen. They were brought before the council. They were stricken not to teach. Glory to God. But they, these men of God, they got boldness. They began to seek the face of God. And we find in the text, glory to God, of Acts chapter 4, we learn that they were perceived to be uneducated, untrained men. But realizing, knowing that they had God on their side, realizing they had seen the Master, they knew of the resurrection. Glory to God. They knew what the Lord could do. Amen. Glory to God. So they prayed. They sought the face of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got to pray. The verdict is saying, get back to prayer. Get back into the face of God. You're going to have to pray for them that despitefully use you. Pray for the forgiveness. God, forgive them, for they know not, God. They know not. They know not what they're doing. You're going to have to pray while you're traveling this journey of life, while you're doing your assignment. You got to pray for boldness. You got to stand on the word of the Lord. You got to see the face of God. The verdict. The verdict is in. Get back to prayer. Get back in your prayer closet. Plead the cause. And when you begin to pray, glory to God. When you begin to collect your words, oh my God, and take them to the Lord in prayer, hallelujah, the Lord is going to hear and answer. We're about the Lord's promise in the book of Psalms 50. That when you call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and I will honor, so said the Spirit of God. People of God, God is calling us to get back into the in his face. God is calling us to get back in our prayer closets, to begin to seek him like never before, to present our bodies a living sacrifice. We got to get on the journey. We got to do what the Lord has called us to do. God is calling the church back to come back, to come back. The church done got away from doing things God's way. The church starting to look like the world. And the Lord is saying, the verdict is saying, get back to your prayer closet. Begin to seek the face of God. It's time to cry out and spare not. There are souls that are hanging in the balance. There are souls that are waiting on us. There are family members that we got to minister to. Oh, glory to God. I said on Sunday, there's some people that we know that we're going to come in contact with. They will never find themselves in the church house, the physical building, glory to God, behind the four consecrated walls. But they can see the church through you. While you're on your journey, some going to read the Bible through your walk. They will never open up the King James Version. They will never open up an NIV translation. But they can read the word of God through your walk. The verdict is in. The verdict. The verdict is in. It's time to get back to prayer. Get back unto your prayer closet. Begin to seek the face of God. And there appear to be, oh, glory to God, while you're on this life journey, that nothing is working. But I submit to you today as a smokescreen for the enemy, from the enemy, because the Bible frankly declares that all things work together for the good. Yes, even that hell is working together for your good. Even that difficult, even that trial, yes, 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 it's working together for your good. Get back in the face of God. The verdict is in. You got to seek the Lord. You got to fight from the promised land perspective. You got to get before the Lord and cry unto him. Call unto the Lord. He's promised the answer thee. Oh, bless his name. We find these men of God, they got in the face of God. They prayed for boldness to do the work that God had called them to do. And glory to God, I'm telling you, people of God, pray for the boldness to complete the assignment, to do the work that God has called you to do. The same way Peter and John ministered to over 5,000. There are souls that are attached to your life. There are souls that's hanging in the garlands that God have assigned to you, that you're going to minister to, that you're going to witness to, that you're going to plant a seed, glory to God, that you're going to bring unto Christ. You may not never share a word with them. You may not ever have an audible sound goes out to them, but they looking at your walk. They watching, they watching, they watching. They reading the word of God through how you're living. They reading the word of God through how you're acting. They reading the word of God through your daily lives, through your deeds, through your actions. The verdict is in. It's time to get back into our prayer closet. And we see in this same book
to the completion of their assignment, the spoken word of God. Amen. The people were filled with the Holy Spirit. The place where they was assembling, it was shaken. Glory to God. They did what the Lord called them to do. They asked the Lord to speak a word. They asked him to stretch out his mighty hand. Glory to God. Healing, signs and wonders was done in the name of Jesus. When we stay on course, when we stay in the place that God has called and ordained us to do, when we do what God has ordained us to do and not what we think look like we should be doing because somebody else is doing it, it may look easy what they're doing, glory to God. But I promise you, it's the anointing that's making the difference. I don't care what type of gift, what type of talent you may have. It's a difference between gifts and talents in the anointing. The anointing gives you what you need to do for ministry. And here, Peter and John, they had the anointing to do the assignment that God had called them to do. It is evidence that they was on the assignment. It's evidence that they was anointed to do it because they reached the souls that was hanging in the valley. Who are you reaching today? Are you staying the course? The verdict is in. Get back to your prayer closet. Begin to cry loud and spare. Now begin to seek the face of God. Approach your life with boldness by carrying everything to the Lord in prayer. Fight from that promised land perspective, knowing that when you call, he's already answered. Realize that in this life journey that you're traveling the King's Highway, glory to God, that sometime when you're in a position, God, have you in your own, oh my God, ordained park space, where you're being covered, where you're being shielded from the fiery darts of the enemy. Sometime you're in neutral, glory to God, where the Lord said, wait on me, wait on me, wait on me, don't move, sit still. Just stay, pray fast. Seek my face, read my word, glory to God. And if the enemy want to make you think you've been doing all that and ain't nothing going to happen, nothing is working, but I beg the devil, when you're in the reverse state, you're just where God wants you to be, glory to God. You're in the right place at the right time, glory to God, because the Lord is going to show the onlookers. The Lord is going to show the spectators, them that think they in control. Just like these, oh my God, this council thought they was in control. But the Lord came through. The Lord showed himself mightily and strong in battle for Peter and John because the mission was completed. God is getting ready to move you into dry. You getting ready to go where the Lord has called you to be. How can I continue to move forward and drive, Sister Preacher? I'm so glad you asked. You can move forward and drive by fasting and praying, by praying in the Holy Ghost, building up your most holy faith. And then the Lord have you prepared, glory to God. Then you can drive on some time, glory to God. When there's a greater work, the Lord will sometime alive overdrive to come. He will send in the reinforcement. Because sometime on this journey, glory to God, you done fasted, you done prayed. You done read the word of the Lord, glory to God. But today you still find yourself when you need God to send in reinforcement. That's when you come to overdrive. God sends in the reinforcement. The angels that have charged over your life. Amen. He'll send in the reinforcement. He'll send in the strong that will bear the infirmity. God got help on the way. The verdict is here. Get back to your prayer closet. The Lord is commissioning the people of God. He's misleading us to make our requests known. He's calling us to an urgency. The Lord is begging, making an appeal. That we get back to prayer. We got to get back on our face. People of God, get back on your face. Get back on your face. Seek the face of God. Get in the presence of the Lord. God want to do a work through you. God want to use you. The Lord want to show himself mightily in your life. The Lord want to bring unity in the church. Where the multitude of believers was with one heart, one soul. Amen. In Acts chapter 4 and 32. Oh my God. And then there was greatness in verse 33. The great power of the apostles gave witness to the resurrection. People of God, you want your assignment to give witness to the resurrection. Glory to God. I give God praise and glory. That the Lord God is in control. Hallelujah. And the verdict is in closing. Hallelujah. The verdict is in. Get back in your prayer closet. It's time to pray. It's time to seek the face of God. It's time to cry out. Instead, now God wants us to get back on our face. It's time to pray. It's time to pray, people of God. God. Get into the prayer closet. Get into your space where you can hear from God. Get into the place. Amen. Glory to God. Where you can cry out unto the Lord. Oh, my God. Our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. People of God, the verdict is in. Get back into your prayer closet. Father, I pray that the people of God receive and hear the word of the Lord on today. God, I thank you that the verdict is in, that we got to get back into our prayer closet, that we too as well can do as the Acts of the Apostle. That, Lord God, that we can give witness unto you, Lord God, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is my prayer. Amen and thank God. I give it back over to you. Oh, host, God bless you, baby.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for Pastor Gloria Smith on this day, Lord God. We thank you for our callers who are listening online today, Lord God. We just thank you for a word, this empowering word, God. I'm trembling. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we are thanking you that we can hide in your secret place, Lord God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for confirmation, edification, Lord God, revelation on this day, Lord God. We are thanking you, Lord. Oh, she said it's just a smoke screen from the enemy. He's defeated that devil's a liar and urging us to get back in prayer and prayer in the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you for this moment that we have in you, Lord God. Thanking you for all that you're doing in our lives. And we're going to open the line to the callers right now. And I'm going to start from the top and allow the callers, if they want to speak up, they can, and share a testimony or request prayer from you at this time, from our Pastor Gloria Smith, our beautiful, beautiful speaker of the hour. Line ending in 5596. Your line is now open. I believe it may be another charity.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just listening on today. I'm walking and got a lot of road noise. Okay.
Okay. Do you have any prayer requests today?
I just prayer request for myself that a job opportunity opens up.
All right, Pastor Gloria Smith, can you pray for a job opportunity?
Say it again. What was her prayer request?
For a job opportunity to open up quickly.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, as I come in agreement now with my sister, Father, I pray now that you would open the door, God, of opportunity. God, I call for the ordained job, the ordained position that you have ordained unto your servant, unto your daughter. God, I pray now that you supply every need, Father, according to your riches and glory. In the name of Jesus, and I bless you for her being on the call. I pray, Lord God, that you can refer in all her ways. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. We'll go to the next caller right now. We do have a lot of listeners online that we can't reach, but we do have another live caller. The last four digits of the number is 4569. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Amen. What a God we serve. To the woman of God. Pastor Gloria, what a word, what a word, what a word. I heard the Lord say in my spirit that you're getting ready to go higher than you already are. This is your season. Get ready because you're next in line for me.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I receive it. Thank you, Father. God bless you, man. To God, I receive that word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We are so thankful right now. We're thankful to what God is doing for us all in this season. We are thanking the caller who called in with the blessing to the woman of God. Oh, bless that caller's life, Lord God. I just come in covenant agreement right now, Lord God, that you give that caller the desires of their heart. Lord God, allow it to manifest, Lord God. They didn't come online with the need, but they came online with the blessing. So I pray you meet them where they are, Lord God, that you allow your angels to minister to them right now and camp around about them and allow them to feel your miracle, your signs and wonders, and see them taking place and overshadowing their lives, Lord God. We're thanking you for our speaker on this hour, Lord God. Pastor Gloria Smith, continue to bless her family, her ministry, Lord God. And as the caller said, continue to take her to new heights and new levels. So we're celebrating life right now. We're celebrating the Holy Spirit. Lord God, we're asking that you give the callers on air or by whether they called up, Lord God, an impartation of your spirit, Lord God. Stir up their gifts, Lord God, taking them to a new level. We are praying for Pastor Adrian Bernard, who is listening on by air and hard at work to provide, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray that you replace that job, Lord God, with a spiritual breakthrough, prosperity, Lord God, so that she can do your desires full-time, Lord God. Bless her in the name of Jesus. And we're going to close out with a high praise and counted victory today. So let us leave in celebration and thanking God for all that he's done, for all that we've heard, and all that he's going to continue to do for us this all on this day. Let us share this word with others, share the recording or share that information so that other lives can be saved. In the name of Jesus, so you all have a beautiful day.
Get out of my bed, y'all.